Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, A-Dream, in the building, shout out to Bree.
What up, Bree?
And we finna go in,
yeah,
look,
sir.
Look, we came to break down a few topics here. So if you got time, sit and acknowledge it. It's positive, uplifting, and honest here. Keep your ears open and soaking all the words spoken. A couple of jokes to keep it fun, get your laugh on. And maybe a few pointers to get your cash on. See Bree, she all about building. Straight up out the NY, Brooklyn in the building. All the way down to the southern states. West Coast on up to the Great Lakes. So you fragging echoes, so if you ain't fragile, through the net connection, we streaming you to Mexico. So welcome to the life of Bree, breaking down the smoke to the third degree.
This is the Bree life, what you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree life,
how we live in life.
From politics to the current events, economics to race, whether you're poor or you're rich.
This is the Bree life,
what you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree life,
how we live in life.
Well, peace and blessings, everyone. That's right, you heard it. This is your girl, Bree, and you have reached Bree Life Radio. Tonight, we are going to be talking with Bree and Mark. And without further ado, I'm just going to bring Brother Mark on the line. Peace and blessings, Mark.
Peace and blessings, Sister Bree. What's cracking tonight?
You know, I've been getting an overwhelming response about our interaction with one another on the radio. So
right.
I figured, why not have a Bree and Mark segment? I think without further ado, we should just jump right on in. Since a lot of the topics that I discuss on my show are spearheaded from long conversations that we have and debates that we have with one another, we might as well just bring that into the forum. So what are you talking about today, Mark?
Well, you know, Bree, it's first of all, it's always a pleasure to be online and on air with you and discussing the issues that we do discuss. I think that most of the conversations that we have are conversations that, you know, I had in, you know, kitchens and living rooms and front porches and office break rooms all over the country, because, you know, when it comes to relationships, and especially because we talk a lot about relationships and the dynamics that take place between males and females when it comes to, you know, how we work through our issues and how we confront situations, I think that it's kind of cool to talk about it. And a lot of times, you know, when we're talking about it, we're just talking about it in a very conversational manner, because when it comes down to it, we're just like everybody else, and we're trying to work through our issues and our concerns. So by doing so in a conversational manner and just kicking it, because what I want everybody out there to know is that in a few seconds here, when we go back, we're going to our thing, it's just a conversation. So y'all sitting out, basically, y'all can be sitting on the side just kicking us. Do what we do, you know what I'm saying? So what I hope everybody can do is get a good understanding that we're y'all. So we're your voice online right now, on air right now. And what we want you to do is just to sit back, relax, check it out, and then we're going to give everybody opportunity to call in and voice your opinions. And if you don't like what I got to say and you ready to kick me off the conversation, that's fine. You're not going to be able to do it, but still, call in. Say what you got to say. You know, because, you know, we're on the crack and now online, on air, worldwide, throughout your streaming and all, and you can make a phone call and get on the phone and you can sit there and listen to all that good stuff. So I'm just looking forward to
tonight. And you can do so by calling in to 424-220-1862. That number, again, is 424-220-1862. You can also send your questions, concerns, and constructive criticisms, of course, to Bree and Mark at gmail.com. Again, that's B-R-I-A-N-D-M-A-R-K mark@gmail.com. So, you know, Mark, you always like to stir the pot, and you usually like to incite a passionate discussion between me and yourself by something controversial or something that really provokes me. Like,
right, well,
just a few seconds ago, you wanted to start with this damn opposites attract stuff. Now, you know that that really irritates me.
And why does it irritate you, Bree? How, for real? I mean, why?
Well, it irritates me because, listen, no, because first of all, opposite is obvious that opposites attract. That's a very obvious thing. And I never negate the fact that opposites attract. I just say, personally for myself, I prefer not to be in a situation that I'm in I'm opposing. I want to be with a mind-liked individual. So
is that working out for you? But is that working out for you, though? Is that really happening for you? Honestly. I mean, understand all of this, what I want to see happen. I mean, we all want to see all kinds of stuff. I mean, what's happening? You know, and that's kind of how I'm looking at it. I'm saying, you keep saying that, because you always talk about, oh, you know, opposites don't work, because if we view money like this, if we view going out to dinner like this, whatever you be talking about, I'm just saying, really.
You're starting to sound like the whining person we were talking about earlier.
We'll get to him, but trust me. Oh, my goodness. Let it go, dude. Let it go. Anyway, that's a whole other conversation. But serious, I mean,
right,
for real. What causes opposite attract, or your ability to get what you think you want to get? How's that working for you, Bree?
What did I tell you about dragging me into the vows of degradation? Listen.
No, it's a conversation now.
I choose not to be in a situation, again, with a person who I have opposing points of view with. I am not, I'm too tired. I'm not interested in arguing, debating, a whole bunch of stuff. My relationship with debating, that is specifically for you. But when I talk about wanting to date or be intimate with somebody, that's not something I want to be, you know, I don't want to be in a debating situation. And you're going to be in a debating situation when you're not in the presence of a person who you share commonalities with, that you don't share common points of view and ideologies, religion, how you spend money.
Bree, wait a minute now. Slow down. So check this out.
I'm breathing light.
Instead of doing all, breathe light. This is Bree Life Radio, Bree Light. We ain't living heavy. We breathing light. So
breathing light, baby.
Keep that in mind, because you're getting ready to go in, and I'm like, whoa, slow it down, because we can make this real simple. Without doing all of that, why don't you just tell me, give me an example of an opposite that you run into or you don't want to run into, and show me how you want it to look then.
An opposite that I run into usually is a person who has poor time management skills. I'm a very good manager of time.
Okay.
Right. And I can make time for what's important to me. I can make time for who's important to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Here's the thing I got to say about that. I mean,
that's a perfect example. Address that.
Yeah. Well, I am. You can say about time all you want. Here's the thing. People are who they are. And, you know, if you can find somebody just like you, hey, all you got to look in the mirror. You're
trying to sound like Alex now. Where's my brother Alex?
No,
Alex, call him.
No, 224-220-182. No, wait a minute.
I don't want someone like me.
You don't want to like you?
No.
Okay, but time management.
For many reasons. One, I'm a heterosexual woman, so I'm not interested in being with another woman. I want to be with a man.
You look in the mirror. when you look in the mirror,
that's number one.
When you look in the mirror, for time management, Bree, you want somebody to come looking like you on a time management standpoint.
Yeah.
But see, here's the weird part. Here's the weird part about quote-unquote opposites. Usually it's a balancing act. Usually, I'm just saying, even in the best relationships, you have an opposite, and that doesn't mean opposition. And I always like to talk about that because you use the word opposite as if it's oppositional, like we're going to, we're fighting. Opposite doesn't necessarily mean opposition, or most of the time it really doesn't mean opposition. What it's suggesting is that we have different things because it's, as opposed to the whole composite, the whole issue of not having an opposite, we want to have a complement, and a complement can be an opposite. So what you have to understand is just because I have a different time management style, that may benefit the relationship because I may have a different concept when it comes to, I don't know, you could say money management or anything else, and you see how, well, you know what, that's a deficiency for me, but I want it to be a proficiency for me. So therefore, hey, I'm going to get with somebody just like when you do for a job. You know you're having problems in a certain area in your company. You bring somebody in to strengthen that up so you can get that strength there. And then you got that yin and that yang and that balance and that beauty and all that kind of stuff. So that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about opposite. I ain't talking about somebody believing Jesus and other people believe in the devil. I mean, I think that's a war. Actually, they had that war. They kicked Lucifer out. He lost, but I'm just saying.
Right.
I'm just saying, that's the opposite. And that's, I ain't trying to have a war. But you know what?
Opposition can provoke war. It can provoke war in a relationship. It can provoke miscommunication. It can provoke a whole lot of things that will result in what no one wants, an ending.
All I know is that when you
but
talk
sometimes
about
must is necessary to take place though.
Well, you gotta take something into consideration, and I just want everybody to understand this, at least from the mind of Mark. This is what I see. When I look at the situation just based upon all the past involvements and interactions that I've had, I think the biggest problem is not so much about opposition or opposites. It's about we don't sit down and make clear what we want. You know, what do I want? Because, see, you may go in, when I say what I want, meaning what type of outcomes do I want? Because if I have certain type of outcomes and I can get that with a person that's opposite in certain ways to me, then I'm cool with that. The problem comes if I can't get those outcomes with that person. You see what I'm saying? Meaning the possibility for those outcomes. Because at the end of the day, we don't know until we roll the ball. We don't know until we shoot the dice. You know what I'm saying? We don't know until we jump in the water, float the boat, whatever the case may be. We don't know until we get in. And the reality is that the more conversation we can have on a daily basis, then we can continue to look at that. But I don't know if opposites is our biggest problem. I think our biggest problem is ourselves and our inability to be willing to continually open up the dialogue.
That's something that you said so far that I really agree with. You must have clear communication. You have to have good dialogue. But you know what? You could be talking to a person, or a person could be talking to you, mm-hmm. and you really not listening to what they say. So,
okay.
Listening is very, very important. Mark from Atlanta, who is quite excited about a future show that I'll be having on Wednesday, is about what do women really want? So he said to me, Bree, what do you really want? So when I explained to him what I really wanted or what I want, he was like, wow. That makes really good sense because the most important, and this is to all my male listeners, this is to all the grown-ass men out there listening to the sound of my voice. The most important thing that women want, and you can call in on Wednesday and make a comment about this, and be sure to send your comments to BreeLifeRadio@gmail.com. If you give us this fundamental thing first,
everything else will be easy. And that is we love to know that the man that we're giving our attention to is also paying attention to us, meaning that he's not just hearing the words that are coming out our mouth. He's actually listening to them.
Okay, well, wait, stop. I had a conversation yesterday with an elementary school teacher. Let me tell you what she told me. I'll mention this to her. By virtue of teaching, you don't understand this concept that we've had a problem in our schools when it comes to really successfully giving information to kids so that they can use it and show by virtue of results that they got it. The issue is learning styles. Okay, it's never about communicating information because teachers always communicate information. They're always giving they're giving you exactly what. But when you got Johnny, who's more of an oratory learner than he is a written learner or a more visual learner, then if you're trying to push auditory on him, then what's going to happen is you're not going to get the type of results. What you have to find out about your person that's standing in front of you is how they best communicate, meaning words are important types of words. Some words, when women or men hear them, they get real offensive out the gate. So why would you use an inflammatory statement if you want to communicate something then later come along and say, hey, Mom, man, I told you already. But what you say, if you come in the house and say, you know what, you're sloppy, pick up this stuff, get this stuff off the floor, okay? That's communicating, and you're correct. But you just cut me off. So you just decrease your opportunities for me to understand. You might say, but you know what? You're a grown man. You should know. Okay, I'm going to tell you again. You just decrease your chances of me being willing to understand anything or hear anything you have to say. So while it is important, you got to understand communication styles. You got to be willing to take that into consideration if you want
to.
Well,
here's a basic thing about men that I do know. The lucky thing for me, I grew up in a household with a few men. Well, most of my first cousins are men. I have 25 first cousins and 18 of them are men. So I had the good fortune to be listening and paying attention to one of the things that they would commonly say.
Okay, and that
when a man feels as though he's being nagged, all communication shuts down. So what women have to learn how to do is to communicate in a way that does not seem offensive or nagging to a man so that the sound bite decreases.
Yeah. Well,
say hello.
You've got to understand something about that. You got to understand what your sisters say, and I heard them say that. They'll tell me this. They'll say, you know what, Mark? Oh, that's well and good. You're a grown man, and we're going to play all these games with how you want this sound. You want me to whisper it to you? You want me to see it nice? Look, dude, it's junk on the floor. Pick it up. I ain't trying to whisper and play along with you. Now, you want to play. You want to act like you don't understand what I'm saying because I ain't saying it a certain way you want to hear. Stop. And that's what I hear them say. Why do I have to do that?
Well, here's the thing. I had my little niece from Houston, Texas, talked to me this weekend, and she was like, Aunt Bree, I'm not finna be raising grown men and telling them what I want and teaching them how to treat me and all this stuff. And I said, you know what? How old are you again? 20? I said, get back to me in 20 years and tell me if you were able to encounter a man that you did not have to guide in some shape, form, or fashion, because that's a part of the communication. Men communicate one way, and they learn and listen one way about who they are in the relationship that they're in, and women do the same. They communicate a very different way, and they view themselves in a different way than what they're in the relationship with that man. So therefore, we have to find the common thread to bring it all together. If you know that your boyfriend is not the kind of person that likes to go in and, you know, be arguing and stuff like that, don't argue with him. Try to communicate with him in a way that provoke listening. And to provoke some type of reaction that will be conducive to the end result. And men should do the same. Now, I know all this sounds good in theory.
But wait a minute. No, you can't just say it's good in theory, because you got to understand the. So you do have to deal with reality. Here's the reality. The reality is that we enter in relationships usually because of an attraction, something attracting us. Now,
absolutely.
So now I'm attracted to you. You got a big booty. You got a big smile. You got a big brain. I don't know. You got whatever you got. We like it. We love it. Beautiful, beautiful. You like it. You like it. It could be his car. It could be his bankroll. Whatever it is, you all like, we all like. So what happens is it's very easy to look past a lot of stuff because we got tunnel vision on one or two or three things. Okay? And then if you want to jump on top of that, once we see those one or two, three different things, we it's not that we don't see the things that we don't like. We feel that we can either compensate or we can do some come to Jesus and do some conversion.
Well,
so,
on that note,
what ends up happening is,
but I think it's time for us to take a caller. So,
okay.
And I want to make sure that, because I know that last week some people were saying that they were having a hard time getting through, so I want to just be cognizant of time and also making sure that the callers are heard. So without further ado, we're going to bring on our first caller. Peace and blessings. You're talking with Bree and Mark tonight. Who are we talking to? Hello? Okay, well, we're going to let that caller get their technology together and move right along. So,
yes,
okay.
Yes, so anyway, what I was saying about the whole concept of having tunnel vision and basically seeing what we want to see and seeing what entices us, you know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like the rat and the cheese. The rat, it's not that the rat doesn't see the metal or the hinge, thinks he can get it out without having to get snapped. Until his head is sticking up in that mug. And then, he didn't get it. He couldn't outsmart the trap. And the reality is, it is a trap when you don't acknowledge the fact that there are things that you really have primary problems with because of the shiny things. As they say, all that glitters ain't gold. All that glitters ain't gold. You know what I'm saying? And you got the beautiful, so he can lay it down in the bed. You know what I'm saying? Or he's got the bread. Or she's got the smile. Or she can cook. Or
all right,
he's got the
look, look at this. Look at this. I'll give you a perfect example. As I've been very candid about, there was a time when I was doing some internet dating. And a few months ago, I had exchanged a couple of emails with someone that I met on a dating website. And today I'm at work, and I get this text from this telephone number that I recognized because it was a Jersey telephone number. So instead of texting, because anybody who knows me knows how I sort of detest communicating via text. I called the number. And the person said, you know, hi, do you remember me, blah, 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 blah. I was like, yeah, I remember you. We talked 3 months ago for about 3 minutes, and this is the first time I'm hearing from you since. Why are you calling me now? Do you realize we could have been damn near engaged if we would have kept dialogue going? I mean, this is what I mean when I say how people, both men and women, drop the ball in the whole dating scheme of things. You know, how can you start communication with somebody for 3 minutes, 3 months ago? And then you're going to mystically, magically call this person and think you're going to pick up where you left off. I mean, do you know what could have happened to me in the three-month period of time? I ain't talked to you.
Yeah, but that ain't no think about it, though. Y'all ain't talk about that much. So if he had picked up, y'all would have talked three
but
minutes.
But that's the point. that's the point. When you're starting something, you're supposed to start strong.
Yeah,
you're supposed to make an impact
free.
Because I am dating. I'm moving around. So if I'm going to move around, it's like musical chairs, baby. When the music stops, you know, somebody got to sit down. And if there's not a chair, you got to move away.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's the thing. When you are dating, and if you're internet dating, for instance, internet dating, that's a whole other ball of wax. So at the end of the day, what's happening is you're getting a chance to do, like, basically an HR department. To some extent, what you want, maybe you're not 100% clear, you know you have a position you want to fill, though. So what you do is you're on the internet dating site, and you're looking for somebody that may have some of the qualifications. Now, here it goes like this. When you get a resume, generally speaking, at an HR department, you get the resume, you read it, you see what's on it. Now, you already know that you got to check it out, see what's going on, but you want to have a person come in because, generally speaking, you want to try to find out if this person lines up with this information that's on this piece of paper. Okay, so you bring the person in, and you check them out, and you find out he might not do it, or the paper don't look good enough already. You just toss it. You're not going to even bring them in. So basically, that's what we're doing on the internet dating site. What we're doing is we're trying to find somebody based upon a concept of, you know, congruency or mating in a one-dimensional standpoint, but we're multidimensional people. So when I read this stuff, you know, I'm looking for a man to share the rest of my life with. I'm not really looking for somebody to take care of me because I'm an independent woman, but I'm looking for a man that's going to be conscious and aware of my needs, wanting to take walks and talks, and I'm a successful businesswoman, and I can handle all whatever you say. And then he says the same thing. Then you get on the phone, and you have the conversation, and you go to the coffee shop, and you meet him, and then you don't talk to him again. Who knows? But the bottom line is the internet dating thing, it's really interviewing. It's a constant interviewing process. And what you find out is you bring somebody in, you might like him, and he might not have all of what you want, but you go ahead and further your cause. Or you might dislike him, and it's so simple for you, you cut him off. Or he has everything you thought he needs to have, and then he says something stupid, or he has a bad body odor. And now he just messed it up. But that's what the deal is. You don't know. It's a crapshoot. It's a crapshoot. So the reality is I done made phone calls to people, and they didn't return them. And then I'm serious. Three or four months later, I get a message on one of these sites saying, you know what, I'm sorry I had taken my profile down. And, you know, I mean, who knows? It's crazy. Everybody do what they do. They do what they do. You know what I'm saying? And it's a beautiful thing. And as far as dating is concerned, I mean, come on. There's so many people doing it. If we were smart, we're trying to figure out how to start our own site right now, free and mark dating site. Because that's the one. When you look, and then they get you because you sit up here and you subscribe to the daggone thing and forget you subscribe to it, and now it's rolling on you. And now you ain't even, you ain't, what's the name? You look at your credit card, you say, well, damn, what the hell is this? Yeah, is that Black Ladies and Men site or whatever the names of them be, you know, whatever, findyourlove.com, whatever the case may be. You go to the daggone thing, you're getting charged up. It keeps going and going and going. It's a racket. I'm telling you, you know, we really might want to think about it, Bree. We might want to get our own site.
Oh, boy, I don't have that kind of energy right now. But what I do want to talk about, you know, why do people stay in dysfunctional relationships? I mean, I've been guilty of it, but I understand. I get these emails, people asking me for suggestions of what do I think they should do. Here's what I say. I mean, life is short, and you don't know when your day and hour is coming, and you should really just think about moving around. You know, change is hard.
It is very hard,
but it's necessary.
I'm hurting, Bree.
I know you
I'm
are.
Hurting, babe.
But
babe,
move around.
Babe, move around. Hey, Bree, I need some advice, Bree. Check this out. And I know you got your disclaimer on your show, but Bree.
My disclaimer is I am not a psychiatrist,
hurting,
psychologist, social
Bree.
Worker.
Bree.
I'm just a woman that been through stuff.
Bree.
And I'm giving you my personal opinion.
Hey,
here ends at the
left. I love Bree, but I love her. I love her with all my heart and my soul. I love her, and I just want to figure out how I can work it out, Bree. She told me to go. She told me to go.
What's my stand? I wish the peeps out there who are listening, who know me, could shout it out. I ain't holding on to nobody that ain't holding on to me.
Well,
so move around.
Yeah. But wait a minute. I don't want to move around. I mean, we had good times. Remember all the things we did? Remember? You don't remember? You don't remember, do you? You don't care. Oh. But so what? I can make you care? I can make you care. I can wear you down. I can make you care. I know I can. Just give me a minute.
Yeah, let's talk about the wearing down. That's another thing I want to talk about.
Let me hang around.
I'm sorry?
I said, let me hang around. If I hang around, I might wear you down.
Okay, so here's the thing. You put somebody in the friend zone because that seems to be the natural place for them to be present. And then, because they're doing things for you and you're spending a lot of time with one another and, you know, just things are moving along.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they start getting an attitude.
Could you let me hang around?
Or how they talk to you starts changing, or the things that they used to do, they're not doing as much.
Could you let me hang around?
Here's my thing. If a person want to come out of the friend zone, they need to say the things that need to be said so they can come out.
Here's my problem with that mess.
At this time, Mark, we're gonna take a caller, and then I'll let you jump on your.
Yeah.
Peace and blessings. You've reached Bree and Mark. I'm your host, Bree. Who may I have the pleasure of speaking to? Hello? Okay. That caller is having technical difficulties, too. That's unfortunate.
Why are you going to let me hang around? That's all I want to know, meaning this. I already told you I like you. And you done told me you're going to friendzone me. But I told you I like you. But you said you're going to friendzone me. But I like you. So now we do this dance for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 4 months.
What are you doing? What are you doing to convince me that I should look at you any other way than just
saying.
A friend?
You already told me you're not going to look at me any other way. So, but I feel
You're saying that I put you in the friend zone, but you don't want to be in the friend zone. I put you in the friend zone, but you don't want to be in the friend zone. But check it out. You know, if you don't want to be in the friend zone, what are you doing to convince me that you should be something other than a friend?
Well, see, that's the point. Here's the thing. I am doing things to convince you. But remember, you told me I don't want to be pursued by you. So it's not about what you're doing. I'm telling you, you can't do anything because I don't want you to be, but you still let me stay around.
What you're doing, so, what are you saying? What are you doing? I mean, overall, when I say do, I just don't mean things you're doing. I mean, also, what are the words that you're using?
No.
Because, again, the words are the initial communication. So what is being said that,
Bree, this is the deal. I'm trying to tell you, it's not even about that as much as you say. Because here's the thing. You done told me, hey, Mark, I love doing things with you. I love hanging out with you. I like your wit. I like your camaraderie. I like a lot of things about you. Hell, I even think you're a good kisser. But I don't want to be in a relationship with you.
How would I know that you're a good kisser if we only friends?
You already kissed me. That's what I'm saying. We might even cross the line, and you say, I like it better that you be over here. But we're cool. And then check this out. Now, of course, I got the option to walk away, but why would you want me to be around you if I'm harassing you, so to speak, in a way? Because you know I'm talking to you in ways and bringing up things that you don't want to hear from me.
I think the problem with me has always been that I've always had more male friends than girlfriends. I've always had more boyfriends in the sense of friends that are guys than girlfriends. And I tend to look at my boyfriends like most women would look at their girlfriends to be. Someone that I can share camaraderie with and confide in and stuff like that. And then I put these people in the friend zone, but then they somehow, some way wind up liking me. And then that causes problems. And then they get mad because I don't want them to come out of the friend zone because I value the friendship so much that I don't want to do anything to lose it. And sometimes when you cross that line, it's not always a favorable thing. Everybody can transition to being to having a successful friendship into a relationship. I mean, it has been done, of course. I know that it's possible, but I just haven't been able to do it.
But here's the problem. The problem is once it becomes clear that, because see, here's the thing. He won't walk away. Or it could be vice versa. It could be a female friend, whatever the case may be. But with like, you know, male and female, the opposites, whatever. But let's say he don't want to come along to the friend side, but you don't want to lose his friendship. So now he pushing up on you, and you got to keep, you know, giving him little prompts to, hey, this is Bree your friend, not Bree your girlfriend. Bree don't want to be your girlfriend, but you want him around because you like him. So
see, and that's always the hard thing for me. You know, I enjoy my, you know, being friends with my male friends.
You know, I
guess that I'm disciplined in the sense that, you know, once in my mind you're in that zone, you're not coming out.
what most women tell me is this, and a lot of times, they don't cut the friend guy off. What they do is this. They tell him this. If you want to keep abusing yourself, if you can keep taking it, fine, because I'm getting what I want to get out of it. I'm getting your camaraderie. And you're the one over there in pain all the time. So hopefully, eventually, you'll get it, maybe. If you don't, you'll burn. You'll be pain. But why should I? We're both adults. You know what I'm saying? And I'm responsible for my feelings. You're responsible for yours.
There we go. Emotional responsibility. But on that note, we're going to take a call. Hold on. Peace and blessings. You've reached the Bree Life Radio Show. I'm your host, Bree, and you have Mark from Houston, Texas. Who may I have the pleasure of speaking with tonight?
Man, this is Dream. What's going on? What's going on?
This is who? I'm sorry?
It's A Dream.
Oh, this is A Dream, everyone. This is the person who is responsible to the intro music. Peace and blessings. Mm-hmm. How are
What's
you?
What's going down with y'all? What's good? What's good? I've been listening a little bit. Just trying to
okay.
see what's going on.
Well, tell me what you think. Well, first of all, why don't you tell the listeners how you came up with the concept of the Bree Life Radio Show intro? What inspired you to put those words in place?
Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
We hear you very well.
Okay. Sorry about that. A lot of noise going on over here. I had to cut some stuff off. But really, it was pretty, you know what I'm saying? To me, it was something that was kind of came easy for me, you know, when I'm given a topic, you know, I kind of evaluate the topic and kind of come up with something that kind of fits that. And it was just kind of fast. It was a quick transition into your world and what you had going on. It was kind of easy for me to do. So it was a pleasure of doing it as well, though.
Well, thank you. I'm so very grateful. Thankful to you for, you know, taking the time to put that wonderful song. I've gotten so much positive feedback. People love it. I'm trying to figure out how to make it a ringtone.
Right.
As a matter of fact, you got an Android phone, but you can't figure out how to make a ringtone out of it.
Oh, man.
Send her the email on how she can hook it up.
Yeah, okay. we'll have to do that because, yeah, most definitely you can turn anything to ringtone these days. So, yeah,
well, here's the thing. You've been listening to the show, obviously, which inspired you to write the Bree Life Radio song. So what do you think about the topics that I've been touching on? And, you know, you are in your, if you don't mind me putting your business out in the street, you're in your mid-20s, so
yeah.
we're touching on
Damn,
topics that you're just starting to be aware of by, you know, way of interacting with the people around you.
What do you think about this whole concept of being a friend, a female friend, or male friend, and, you know, you like the girl like you like the girl, but the girl ain't feeling you like that. She just wants you to be her friend. How you work that out?
Well, I mean, I've known about this situation to occur, you know what I'm saying, to myself and others. I think once you get them signs, you know, you bring it to attention, you know what I'm saying? You kind of just look at the whole situation and you kind of have to ask that question, I guess. You know, after a while, you're starting to get them signals, you know what I'm saying? And it's time to, like, bring it to attention. You gotta speak on it, you know, because all these missed signals and stuff could get somebody hurt or could have some feelings that might be a little too deep involved, you know what I'm saying? So I think you gotta, like, bring it to attention. Like, you gotta, like, hey, look, you know, I've been doing this and that, and the third. You know, you ain't really showing me nothing, you know what I'm saying, other than just like, you know, some recreational, you know, high-buy type stuff. And ain't really no, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like no connection, like one feeling it more than the other. And just be real. And then hopefully, if y'all tight enough, you know what I'm saying, y'all can still be cool. Or if not, you know, yeah, go the other way.
Move around. That's right, baby. Move around.
I mean, and of course, like I said, I know I'm a little younger, but I think it's just common sense, you know. So it's one of those situations where it's like you just kind of, you know if it ain't right, you know what I'm saying? And that's pretty much what it is. Yeah. So I don't know if y'all have paid on kind of what I'm saying, but yeah, that's pretty much how I feel about it, so.
Well, man, we're really glad that you called in about that.
Yes,
and,
we are.
You know, what I hope you do is you listen while, you know, we do, you know, we keep doing what we're doing. We appreciate your input, your artist.
Yes, sir.
You know, and we're going to always big up you on the show, A.Dream. He's got
already, man.
Put the website again.
Hey, matter of
fact, website, A.Dream. Just put it out there.
Hey, A.Dream, you can reach me and check out all the music, videos and blogs and things that I put on the website at www.adreammusic.com. That's again www.adreammusic.com, and you can also follow me on Twitter at adreamtc. So yeah, that's what I'm doing. That's where I'm at.
All right,
y'all looking for me?
Appreciate
that's where I'm
you,
at. Alrighty, man. I'm gonna keep listening to
tell
the show. I've been shouting it out. I've been listening to the show, like I said, shouting it out to all my fans and listeners and things like that. So. Yeah, so hopefully we get some more people, you know what I'm saying, tuned in to what's going on my end, you know, my people, so they can be enlightened on what's going on. So y'all be easy, man. I'm going to get up out of here.
Okay.
Let y'all do y'all thing. I'm listening.
Well, thank you very much for
yes,
calling
already.
In. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
We got everybody up on the
well,
line?
That was wonderful. Great. That was wonderful that we were able to bring that young man, that talented young man on the line.
Yeah. So, hey, we got anybody else on the line before I go in again?
Yes, we can go in. We have Peace and Blessings. You've reached the Bree Life Radio Show with Bree and Mark. Who may we have the absolute fantastic feeling of talking to tonight?
Hello.
Peace and blessings.
Hey, peace and blessings. How are we all tonight?
We are fantastic. You are on the line with Bree and Mark.
And that voice sounds familiar to me. I swear if I'm right, I'm going to take a guess. It sounds like Martin the Barber from Houston, Texas. But if I'm wrong, hey, my bad. Is
that's Marty Ma.
Bingo, bingo. This is Marty
Ma. Marty Ma in the place to be.
The Green Light Radio Show.
Well, I'm sure you've been listening for a few minutes now, Marty Ma. Tell me what you're thinking about what we're talking about tonight. We even talked, we didn't hit about a handful of topics, you know, but feel free. You know, this is your opportunity. I know you've been trying to get on the line for a couple of days now, and we haven't always been successful at bringing you on the line. So you could take the time to do your own freestyle if you want to.
No, actually, I just wanted to just kind of just reiterate and just touch on something that I thought both of you guys made valid points about, and it's, you know, the relationship dynamic, you know, how sometimes it is easier to kind of hang with your female friends and with guys, I mean, excuse me, with ladies, you find a little more comfort hanging with your guy friends, whether they be straight or whether they be gay or whatever the situation is. Your significant other seems to always have a problem, like, with you hanging with a guy, you know what I mean, because he's wondering, you know, is there something that you're carrying, you know, or feelings that you're kind of harboring for him, like just kind of undercover and vice versa. You know, we got to do the same thing, you know. But it just kind of just goes down to where you come from, what you've been about, and how you've, you know, put yourself out there to people. You know I said last time that I was on the show, you know, relationships are businesses, and they're about the agreements, you know what I mean, and solid agreements and who you can trust at their words, you know. But with me, in that situation, my girl, she has to deal with it. I mean, I love the girl that I'm with now. I mean, no problems at all. We have our little, you know, we have our rough places, but she doesn't mind me hanging with my female friends because that's all I hang with, you know. When I was really young, I had gotten in trouble, and I did a lot of time in jail, basically just from hanging with my homeboy. So, I mean, it didn't take me but 5 years to figure it out that most of these dudes were bitches anyway. So I just started hanging with girls after I figured that out from Jump Street, you know, because it just made more sense, you know what I mean? It's like I'm with a bunch of guys, you know, we're sitting around and we're supposed to be building camaraderie and you know, just kind of feeding off each other on some masculine-type testosterone bullshit. And you know, we're sitting at the house, you know, and I'm really uncomfortable sitting in the room with five guys watching a porno movie, you know what I mean? So I've taken things like that, and it was just like, wow, they're just things that made me feel real awkward, you know what I mean? But when I'm hanging around girls, I mean, girls are really fun, you know, they really want to have a good time. And then once, seems like when the ladies are having a good time, no matter whether it's in a club setting or a party setting or just in a social setting, seems like when the ladies are having a good time, the guys are having a good time, you know?
Let me ask you something, Marty Ma. You remember on the last show when we were talking about when you did get on the line, and I think that was Thursday night at a freestyle, and
yeah.
You went on to tell us about how you felt relationships are a contract between a man and a woman. And if you remember me saying, and I think Chris from New York was also piggybacking off of that, that, you know, when two people are considering getting married, perhaps they should review what divorcing would be like before they actually got married. Now, since you come from the mindset that a relationship is a contract between two people, what do you think about that concept?
Well, relationships are actually contractual agreements. If you were, when you were taught to write your name when you were in the sixth grade, they taught you to use capital L or capital R I, life. You know what I mean? That's how you spelled your name in school, you know. And when you go to court, when they try you in these courthouses, if they say the state versus Bree Life, the state versus and Bree Life are in capital letters. So those
we don't want any state versus Bree Life ever. That's for the caller's edification.
We bind the devil for your sake on that end, though. But I was just using that as an example, though. But I'm saying,
I know,
like,
I know, darling.
you are a corporation, you know what I mean? And there is a meeting of the minds that took place, you know what I mean, before you or him got together. And y'all made certain progress.
You're a legal entity. You are a legal entity.
You are legal, and that's why they can try you in these civil courts the way that they can, you know what I mean? Because you are an actual, I think we use that word, a calculated amalgamation. A calculated merger. You know what I mean? And those were those things were given that were united because of promises that you all made to each other that you were able to fulfill during that partnership. You know what I mean? Whether it worked out or not, whether you did what you were supposed to do, but still they were contractual agreements. But I'm saying people get so caught up in the emotional factors of the relationship, you know what I mean, that they don't really take into the fact that they went into covenant. You know what I mean?
But Marty, I want us not to digress. What do you think about the concept of reviewing a divorce petition and the steps that one would have to take before actually getting married? Do you think that that's a good idea to teach people what they could be facing in the event that they don't go into this for the right reasons in the right way?
Well, you know, everybody that goes into marriage goes into it under the pretense of love, you know what I mean? And that because of that love that they have for
not everyone. Let's be real now. Everyone does not get married because they love somebody. We like to think that.
Of course, those are there that get married for holy matrimony. They got married for holding matrimony. You know what I mean? So we know that, but we're not talking about we got a certain moment. For holding the mattress for the morning. You know. And we want to talk about them too, maybe another show and another topic, you know. But for the most part, these people got into it because they felt like they could do business together, you know, and they felt like there was something between them that they saw and that they that would keep them together, you know. But like I said, people nowadays are not giving each other the necessary information for us to make conscious decisions about what we want to do and what this is going to be, you know, and how we can make this work. And we don't come up with a plan A. I mean, we don't come up with a plan B. You know what I mean? We come up with plan A because plan A don't work the way we fantasize it in our head to be, and we jump ship. You know what I mean? We forget that there's 25 more letters in the freaking alphabet.
Well, you know I'm the 19th letter, so okay.
You know that.
The 19th letter, you know what I'm saying?
I'm the 19th letter, baby. All right. Well, Marty Marr, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Please continue to follow Breathe Life Radio. And I'm not going to cut you off. I want you to continue to listen. I'm put you on hold, and we're going to take another caller.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Peace and blessings.
All right, ladies.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Maybe.
All right, my brother.
Okay. Mark. Marty Marr. What do you think about what Marty Marr is talking about? I think he's very insightful. I like his point of view.
Like that. And he gives a good haircut. Cornerstone Barbershop right in the corner of
he gives a good haircut. Yes.
1960 at T.C. Jester Boulevard in Houston, Texas. Y'all got to check him out. He give a good cut. You know what I'm saying? And he cuts me up all the time. So it's a beautiful thing. But, I mean, I think basically, you know, regardless of how you look at it, I got views of marriage and the whole marriage document. And I don't know. I just think that if we look at the evolution of how marriage came about, you know, you got to kind of look at the fact that, you know, humans who came from Homo erectus to Homo sapien, we're constantly in an evolution. And because we're constantly in evolution, I think that we have to look at forms that we did that may be archaic because they're not working in the moment. Now, some people might say, no, this will work. We shouldn't leave this form of getting into it. But here's the thing. No matter whether you get married or not, you have a contract with someone. Because when you agree to be a boyfriend and girlfriend, a contract is simple. We talk about contracts, but you and I both know that the contract is another word for an agreement. So when you have a relationship,
absolutely,
you have an agreement. So we all have contractual relationships when it comes to it. Usually when we decide you're going to be my man or my woman, whatever the case may be. The problem that we have is that when you make an agreement, have to be a boyfriend or a girlfriend, fiance, or even ultimately a husband or wife, whatever the case may be. You have to know, what are you agreeing to anyway? What are you? Forget that there's some kind of divorce is going to take place, because obviously, you know, breakups happen. But the question I would have is, what are you agreeing to? So what's your concept of a girlfriend? What's your concept of a boyfriend? What does that mean? Because the reality is this, and I don't want to get too deep into it, that's a whole other thing, but when you use the word my denotes ownership. And one thing I can tell you, it's easy to own a car, it's hard to own a woman, because she got a mind of her own. See, usually, unless something wrong with your brakes, when you put your foot on it, the car gonna stop. Try to break a woman, you're gonna see a whole nother game. And trying for a woman to break a man, so to speak. The reality is, we gotta know what we're agreeing to. You know what I'm saying? So when I say, hey, I mean, we're going to be boyfriend and girlfriend, so what are you expecting of me? Or what do I call that? And so that's all Martin is basically talking about, the whole concept of contracts and agreement. And we're making contracts all the time, and we're breaking contracts all the time. Because one thing you know about law, if you know, talk to lawyers, one thing about it is you got things called loopholes. You got interpretation of law. You got the statute mean how it was written. And then you have what I call and what lawyers call is case law, meaning how it was basically litigated, so to speak, or how it was decided. So, you know, you got what I call jaywalking, for instance. Most cases, you know, you can cross the street in the middle of the street, you get a ticket, but you could actually do jail time for jaywalking in some jurisdictions. The reality is that the majority of judges are not going to give you that, but he could, because that's what it is. So here's the thing. When you make agreements with somebody, if somebody holds you literally 100% to the agreement, they could be asking for a whole lot from you. 9 times out of 10, we don't hold each other that hard unless there's some kind of breach that usually breaches us emotionally. And then when there's an emotional breach, then we want to recall an agreement that we weren't clear about. So the cool thing about if we have an incorporation, for instance, the articles of incorporation say exactly what's been incorporated. But when you say me and Bree going to be boyfriend and girlfriend, that ain't all that clear. So then when you want to call me on our agreement, then you're going to be hard-pressed unless we sat down and inked it for you to be able to go back and tell me exactly what it was. Because guess what?
Here's the problem with all of that, and this is what I've come to understand, especially over the last, I want to say, month, with talking to so many people, different walks of life, age groups and everything. You know, I hear men saying that women don't know what they want. So therefore, we couldn't even have a reasonable contract if we don't know what we want. But I beg to differ. I don't think men really know what they want. I think because their options are so vast, because of the availability ratio from woman to man, I really think that men are enormously distracted by the fact that there are just so many women in the world available that they can encounter. And I don't really think that they know what they want. Because they'll say, I want this, 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 and that. Let's say 20 things on a checklist is important to them. That's what they want. And that person could be standing in front of them, and they still don't do what they need to do. Men have poor, some of the men that I have encountered, they have poor follow-up skills. Now,
okay,
why is that happening?
Don't tell me that work is so distracting. You're going a little fast for me on this one. Go a little slow, because let me tell you what, you said something that I want to address way before we even get into all of that. You deal with the whole concept of people not knowing what they want. Let me tell you what I believe. What I believe about this not knowing what you want is this. We live in a world of sensation or touch or smell or taste or hear or see. We're very sensual people. So our five senses do a lot of ruling us. Okay, so imagine this. The reality is that you wake up in the morning, you feel different. It's not always so much
that people don't know what they want. I think we have to deal with the fact that we're very temperamental beings. And what we all look for is consistency. Let me say, I'm talking about humans. I'm not even dealing with gender. Because we can deal with the nuances. But let me say something. We can deal with the nuances of gender. And trust me, it is very nuanced. And there's a lot of things that you can attribute to various genders. But what you also have to understand is that gender or one gender or not, I can convince you that we're evolutionary being. And by being evolutionary, we're constantly moving through various states of desire or lack of desire, like or lack of like. So what happens a lot of times, that's why communication is so important. It's not so much that I don't know what I want. It's that I do want something now that I didn't want before. And now my only failure is to let you know that I have changed. You see what I'm saying? Because we know that we want things differently. We know we have changed. Relationships always evolve. We're evolving as humans. So therefore, here's the thing. When Bree wakes up and she wants something different, or John wakes up and he wants something different, he has to talk about it. And she needs to respect that, and he needs to respect her when she presents to him something different in this moment that she didn't in the past moment. And as opposed to attacking her, or you attacking him for his change, reverence that, and then ask yourself, how do I deal with that? Do I want to deal with that change? Because the reality is we're always changing, and that's the hardest part for most relationships is the change. We want what we got on day one. We want you to be to what you said you was. But you are what you are who you becoming. You see what I'm saying?
And it's like here, listeners, is my point. You see all this complicated stuff that Mark is talking about? I mean, look, it's quite simple. It's quite simple.
Talk.
Think about what you want.
Yeah.
And then seek it out. If it crosses your path, embrace it, engage it, do some discovery, a lot of due diligence, and then make a decision. And be honest with yourself and the person
right
you're dealing with.
Okay. I'm gonna pause right there.
And if that doesn't work, move around.
Right there,
okay?
Right there.
All that stuff that Mark is talking about, it just complicates
everything. It doesn't complicate anything. It does. Actually, it addresses the one thing that
I'm not thinking about dating. I'm thinking about man's evolution. That's honesty. I'm not thinking about the missing link.
Wait a minute. I'm thinking about Darwin's theory. When you call a show that I'm on, you gotta get some education, honey. You're gonna get some. You need to understand some of the reasons why things work the way they work. I'm just explaining to people.
I don't negate that. But you know, at some point, we need to get back to the fundamentals. Just like I was telling that guy.
Just like I was telling that guy
who decided to call me 3 months later and text me first, of course.
Yeah.
You know what? When I finally got him on the phone, I said, you know what? First of all, I think it is crazy that you would wait to call me 3 months later. And then also, I said, do you realize how much could have happened between you and I if we've been fucking regularly for 3 months? Do you realize what could have been going on with me over the last 3 months? And then you call me today, and it could be something completely different.
Why couldn't it just be you didn't want to talk to them, and then you don't talk to them there, as opposed to giving them a lecture?
That's what you're doing right now. You're lecturing.
No, I'm listening. I'm talking about. But wait a minute. I'm not doing.
I didn't know better. I would think that I'm at NYU.
But dig this. You might need to get an education. I'm just saying. I'm not saying you do. But
I beg your pardon.
I'm just saying you might need to get an education. I didn't say that.
Who may need to get an education?
You. I mean you.
Not me, brother.
Okay, you do. Let me say something. The person that can't continue to learn is dead. Ain't nobody that can't learn. So you could get one.
I'm not saying that I know it all. You know what I do know? I know that both men and women make this thing very
complicated. They make it more complicated than what it needs to be. And that's why stuff is so jacked up between men and women.
Wait a minute. They're making it complicated because
all the stuff that
you're complicated
is all well and good. But when you go do what the foundational thing is, just talk to one another and listen. Talk and listen.
But, baby, here's the deal. What you got to understand is it's not just about talking and listening. Because
it's also about understanding, too.
Well, it's not just about talking and listening. It's also about how I talk and how I listen. Because I might not talk. It's like, I'll give you a good example.
Don't give me no example, because you know what? The person who is not emotionally responsible for the emotions that you provoke in other people, should sit here and give me a lecture and tell me I should
educated. Here's the problem with what you're saying. First of all, I am not emotionally responsible for. Wait a minute. First of all, who am I responsible for? Me. I know that. I got to be responsible for me. I'm not responsible for your feelings. I'm not going to try to be responsible for your feelings. I'm going to be honest with mine and responsible for mine. So I'm going to give you the opportunity to make the decisions that you have to make. Now, dig this. You may make certain actions. I'm aware of your certain actions. Because of certain actions and how I choose to feel about your actions, I start feeling something about your actions. But I'm responsible for my feelings about your actions. Because guess what? You act whatever I call a fool, and then I respond. That's me. Now, you saying I provoked you? Okay, well, let me explain something to you. Provocation is understanding. Responsibility and control is my part and your part. And while you may have done something that is clearly unfavorable, maybe even unreasonable and distasteful to me, I have to control how I respond and how I process that.
We should be controlling how we respond. But the emotions that a thing provokes is not always within our control.
I need you to bear with me on something. I'm going to give you an example.
I can't do that.
I got to give you this quick example. I got to give you a quick example. So I'm with a young lady, and we get into an embrace. We dance, we cuddle, we snuggle, we do whatever the case may be. I have feelings about whatever she did. The next day I talk to the young lady, she tells me she don't recall anything that happened. So now I have feelings, instinctually, I want a blame, I want a reason for why things happen. So it is easy for me to say, you did. So now because you did, I feel. Now, I could do that. But the only problem with that is that she is going to only be responsible for how she feels and what she believes she did. So now I'm on the spot. If I'm going to have any ability to handle my situation, I got to come to the grips. Wait a minute. Mark, you were feeling something about what happened. And granted, you might have wanted to interpret it a certain way, but obviously, based upon her response, she don't see it that way. So now I can blame her for all the things she did, or I can take responsibility for the fact that I chose to interpret. And you can say, well, Mark, a reasonable man would interpret the same thing. Don't make a difference. Every man don't interpret things that way. Some men might have thought it was just a dance and that's all it was, and that's what they left it as a dance. I chose to think it was an opportunity for something further. She said she didn't remember it happening, and if it did happen, it didn't mean that. So,
I'm going to tell you something. One of the listeners just sent me an instant message on Facebook, and you know what they said? And
what?
That is why he is still single.
Can I say something to the person? I'm still single because I haven't entered into a relationship with somebody, not because I can't. Because, see, here's the thing. I am going to be responsible for how I feel. And I understand. See, here's the thing.
We know you're responsible for how you feel, but sometimes it appears to me and some listeners that you are really not caring about the emotions that you provoke in the people hating.
Okay, well, tell your IMer, whoever she is, get on the phone and stop playing possum and don't send a text message in. Call in, talk to Mark. Mark can be talked to. I have no problem, dearie, or sir, or whoever it is. The bottom line is that the reason I'm going to address that statement and I'm going to leave it alone. I'm not in a relationship because I'm not in a relationship, but trust me, it's not because of that. That ain't the reason, because the reality is that, quite endearing and quite honestly, you know, the funny thing about it is people appreciate that most of the time, because a lot of times, while they may disagree with certain things, they find it quite refreshing that most people can't be honest about nothing they feel. So
and I do agree with that point. I do agree with that point, that it is refreshing that a person can give full disclosure about where they are and how far they're willing to go in a thing. But there is still a level of responsibility that we have to take when we say, okay, our feet are planted firm right here.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going any further, but we're still engaging the person.
Okay, so
if you know that the person that you're talking to is their feelings are still evolving because you're still engaging that person, then you have to think to do one or two things. You have to either move away from the person and don't engage them, or you have to say, you know what, how I talk to this person is going to have to change. I'm going to have to tone down or adjust things that I
say.
Because you're provoking emotion in that person and you're not able to reciprocate feelings that are coming back from them.
Well, Bree, dig this. I'm going to address what you just said. Actually, I'm agreeing with you, but here's my caveat about all of that. My caveat about that is this. While you are correct about what I'm doing, it bodes well for me to understand the lay of the land so that I know that these people that I'm interacting with or this person that I'm interacting with may have that. So if I want a more favorable outcome, then I want to choose, and this unfortunately becomes very manipulative, because what that's saying is this: if I do X, Y, and Z, if I do it a certain way, if I say it a certain way, I'm going to get what I want. And that's okay, but it's manipulative. I'm manipulating you based upon the fact that I know if I do X, Y, and Z, I can get you to do X, Y, and Z, as opposed to me being honest. So I may choose not to be honest with you and conceal certain things because I don't want to, A, offend you. I don't want to have to deal with your reaction or your response. So what I'm going to ask you, when the person said what they said about me, when I gave that example, what was that woman's responsibility in that scenario that I just gave you?
I'm sorry?
About me? Dancing with the young lady and being with her and thinking we're whatever we're going to be, and then the next morning she tells me she doesn't remember even doing any of that. Now, obviously, I ain't going to say she's lying because, she may not remember. But she said she didn't remember, but even if it did happen, it didn't mean anything. That's what she told me. So in that scenario, she was responsible for how I felt. That's what you're saying.
Apparently, this person feels that by you not... I don't know about the scenario that you're talking about.
I'm just giving an example.
But
would she be responsible in that scenario? In that scenario, is she responsible for how I felt the next morning?
Well, I'm going to answer the question. I'm not going to count on the IMer. I'm going to say that, first of all, if you went over there knowing, first of all, that there was already a breakdown in communication between you and that person, I'm not sure if it was wise for there to be any type of physical contact.
Okay.
Because you were getting mixed signals before you even went over there. Right or wrong.
Hey, but wait a minute. Slow down. You, but I'm just asking you, to look at this situation, because obviously if I engaged, I engaged. But if I look at what you're saying, no matter whether I engage or not, they had a responsibility of thinking about what I might think if they did something. That's what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying
that that person doesn't bear responsibility, because she does.
Because you can't, because
you can't say 1 minute I don't want you, and then the other minute when you're in, when that person is in your presence, you're flirting with them, so to speak. You know, you're allowing them to embrace you, or you're provoking an embrace take place between the both of you. And then at the end of the night, when something happens, or the next morning, you talk to the person, now they all pissed off because they're thinking that you took advantage. No, I don't think that that's right.
But here's the thing.
Here's where you bear responsibility.
Because
you already knew that you was going over there in a deficit situation. You know the level of the person that you're dealing with. You know that. You knew that before you went over there. But yet, you put yourself in a vulnerable situation.
Right, so
to have physical contact between you and this person.
I'm responsible. You can cut to the chase. I'm responsible. You just said it. Because I'm responsible for, wait a minute, but you put a lot of bearing on me because you said I knew this.
Well, guess what? You know why I put the bearing on you? Because you took your black ass over there. Yes, I cursed. I'm sorry. But that's what you did. You went over there.
What I'm telling you is that I accept my part in what I did, and therefore I can't be mad at the person, because my thing is that I did do it, and I am responsible, and I am adult, and this is not a 5-year-old, and I provoked somebody, and I did all this kind of garbage. The bottom line is I went over there, I got into what I got in, and I got what I got. And like my friend in Minnesota, Gail would always say, her daughter's elementary school teacher told her this. She said, you get what you get and you don't have a fit. And you move the hell on. And that's okay. And you learn whatever you learned. And you ain't sitting around bitter and pissed about it, because I'm not. So when someone says, I'm not in a relationship, but see, I'm open to that because I understand the possibilities, the probabilities, and the inclinations of dealing with humans. They're a wild card. Every human being you run into is a wild card. And even the ones you think are super steady, super consistent, and super responsible, they'll throw you a curve too. Guess why? Because guess what? They're human. Enough said. All you can do is make adjustments. One thing I know about football and basketball, anything, most teams that lose, they lose not because of the fact that they weren't aware of what the other team was doing, but because they failed to make an adjustment. You got to adjust. That's all you got to do. You don't get mad at the other team. You make an adjustment. You make an adjustment. And the adjustment may mean move around. And as one of my callers, we always
talk. If you're moving around, why are you moving back over there? Why are you allowing yourself to move in a spot that you know
wait a minute. Because,
is not healthy?
Well, here's the thing. One thing about learning is this. Learning is a process type of action, type of thing. So what happens is you're learning. And the whole concept is if you're back somewhere, then you haven't learned, so to speak, or you didn't learn enough. So what happens is we have to sometimes go around a circle more than once, honey. And that's okay, because whenever you get it, that's the most important thing, when you get it. Because once you get it, then you can move on. Lessons finished, we'll confer on you your diploma, your graduation, and you'll move on to other things. You matriculate. That's how the game goes. You get it when you get it. And like my friend says, you get what you get, you don't have a fit. Because ultimately, the whole concept of what we're doing is we're learning, and we're learning about ourselves. And that's okay. And we're going to mess it up sometimes. And we're going to get it other times. And we're going to cry sometimes. And we're going to rejoice other times. It's a beautiful thing. That's all I'm saying. And so for the person that called in, I mean, or texted in or chatted in or IM'd in, the reality is this. A relationship
I will be in because I enjoy being in relationships. I am not in one at this moment, per se, but regardless of that, I appreciate and look forward to my next one. And if it calls for me to be into a new with somebody I've never seen before, meaning I've never been in a relationship before, that's fine. If it calls for me to be in a relationship with someone that I was in the past, that's fine too. It ain't no big deal. It's going to be what it's going to be. I ain't going to fight it, and I'm going to deal with it. But remember, we talk about somebody, and we're not going to mention any names. We have people who are bitter about what happened. I'm not, though.
Yeah.
I'm not even mad. I'm good. But we got people, and we have a caller we talk about. I'm not going to name any names. They were in a relationship. I'm not going to even give a gender. They were in a relationship. The relationship did not go where they wanted to go. And to this day, they seem to be persecuting everybody that comes in their way about the fact that this relationship failed. Now, to me, that's ridiculous. Meaning, if you want to heal, because as much as you may be hurting others, you really ain't hurting others. They're going to move around from you. And you still going to be left with the person in the mirror. And you got to do, and as Martin had said, when he called in one time, he said, that person is still hurt. They basically need to heal. And there's a lot of healing going on because, remember, 9 times out of 10, if you ran into somebody, and I ain't talking about baggage, but the reality is we're running into wounded people. We are.
I call them walking wounded. It's the walking wounded that we're walking into. Here's the crazy part, Bree.
We're running into people that are walking wounded but still want to love somebody. So now here's the thing. You got a really interesting thing. I'm hurt, but I want to love.
Here's the thing. What they're trying to do is get what they didn't get from the last person instead of giving themselves the time to heal properly and then make themselves a better person for a better person.
But here's the problem, though. You're telling you they don't give it time to heal. Here's the question. How does one heal? The way he heals.
Time.
Well, here's the thing. The bottom line is, whether that's time standing in the mirror or time sitting across the table from somebody, the reality is this. Whatever it takes you to get to where you get, that's what it takes. And some of us will learn by sitting in a dark room or walking down the street by ourselves for the next 2 years. Some of us may transition right from one situation to the other one and end up in a lifelong, like Joe said in one of his songs, a one-life stand. You might end up in a one-life stand right after coming out of a one-night stand. I don't know how it's going to work out. I never do. But that's the beauty of this experience that we call life. We get a chance, if we're fortunate, to wake up in the morning and try to do this thing again. And who knows what happens? You may cry today. Again, you may rejoice. That's why I say I'm not bitter. I'm better. You feel me? I'm not bitter. I'm better. Because it's a beautiful thing either way. Enjoy, rejoice, and embrace the moment. And sometimes that moment you're going to embrace the situation, like the situation that we talked about that I was in. It wasn't favorable to me based upon what I wanted to see, but actually it was a teaching moment. So I still learned. So I didn't lose. It's a beautiful thing every day of the week.
Well, speak of time, just right on time is one of our most favorite guest callers, is Turtle Gale from Minnesota.
And you know what? Let me say something about Gale from Minnesota. Gale from Minnesota is running around getting pedicures and manicures today because guess where she's getting ready to go tomorrow?
Where? Okay. L.A., baby.
Too much for the man. She couldn't make it. Where you at, girl? Talk to us. Hey, she ain't there.
She's not there, Turtle? Okay.
Well, that's fine. Anyway, like I was saying, it's a beautiful thing. And so for me, I love talking about these topics because there ain't no right or wrong way, per se. The only thing that I will say that is totally unacceptable is any kind of physical abuse, putting your hands on somebody. But everything else, to be honest, it's an experiential game. We only learn by experiencing it. That's the only way we're going to learn. And we may have to go around the mulberry bush a bunch of times But that's okay, because some of us go around once, some of us go around 10 times. It's okay. We have whatever we got. And because I'm not the divine ruler, I can't tell you how it's going to all end. But the reality is, I do know regardless of how it ends, there's always an opportunity to learn something. And ultimately, what I call relationships is this. Relationships is a vehicle or a vessel of self-exploration. You're learning about you every time. You find out what you hate. You find out what you love. You find out what is better, what's bitter, what made you bitter, and how you can get better from being bitter. You learn all of this kind of stuff if you want to.
Okay, well, let's talk about some things. We could talk about the rules of engagement, which I don't really want to talk about. But here's a statement. Due diligence. How does one do due diligence?
How does one do diligence?
Yes, how does one do due diligence?
Well, Bree, you want to know something.
When it comes to bringing a person into your life, you know,
well,
how do we do that?
Well, I know this much. I know that at the end of the day, what you need to know is you only know what you know, and even that may be suspect. You have a we deal with the five, again, I always deal with the senses, the five senses, but then there's what we call the sixth sense. And for those of us who are super or understand spiritual concepts, then there's a part of us that seems to have a knowing that is not explainable by the conventional sensual means, touch, sight, smell, hearing, you know, taste. So there's what they call a gut feeling. Now, here's the problem with gut feelings, too, though. Sometimes if you're not really tuned in to using your gut, or your senses, it can get obscured by the sensual part, meaning the actual feelings. So now, there's something that gives you a gut check, but you're still feeling other stuff. So your disclosure is always going to be colored by your ability to be honest. Because people are always disclosing. Here's the other thing. Non-disclosure is even disclosure. Because that's when a person doesn't say something, you know how they say sometimes it ain't what you say, it's what you didn't say. So you understand that certain environments, certain moments would suggest certain things, and then someone withholds that. That tells you something about them. You know, and disclosure is a big issue when we talk about it, because at the end of the day, what are you telling me? Because that's my due diligence is going to be based upon what's being disclosed. Unless I'm talking about doing some kind of private eye work. You know, the reality is when I meet you, we talk. My due diligence is going to be based upon me willing to listen to you, willing for me to be honest about what I heard, and willing for me not to overlook the things you're telling me. So now if you're telling me stuff and I'm listening, then now I know whether I want the basis of my engagement, so to speak, with you to go on, and whether I can sit up here and say I'm surprised about anything. Because people are telling us stuff every second. Every second. And your due diligence, you know what happens? I'm looking at your big booty, and my due diligence gets lost. Or I'm looking at your paycheck, and my due diligence gets lost. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's the issue. The issue is that I don't want to search no more once I see one thing I like. So you don't get the due diligence. You get swayed. Then you get mad later on. And I didn't know you
were
like that. You didn't.
We have to figure out how we can stay focused. Because if we don't stay focused, we know the things that can happen when you don't stay focused. Misunderstandings, miscommunication, people getting feelings hurt, windows getting busted out, and tires getting slashed.
Yeah, that's that emotional recklessness, irresponsibility, out of control.
People getting
like
hurt
that.
Physically.
Due diligence.
Due diligence doesn't mean a thing when you have done the due diligence, the red flags or yellow flags have gone up,
and you don't acknowledge them and act accordingly. We can do all the due diligence in the world, but when you see something is not congruent with what you want or what's good for you, and we still go past it because we're still in pursuit, what the hell does the due diligence mean? Nothing.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. Me and you had a conversation I remember not long ago, and I was talking about the concept of stress or tension. And stress or tension is always created when there's a discrepancy between what really is and some other thing that you want. So the problem is you're going to have the moment that you cannot be honest about what is there and keep in mind, then you already created a dynamic where there's going to be tension or stress or problems, if there will. Because the problems come because of your inability to accurately and correctly and honestly admit to what is happening. So if you can't do that, then all you do is create, because the tension comes in your inability to be honest about what's here and some other fantasy concept. So you're seeing what you want as opposed to seeing the what is, that's tension. Because what is going to always make itself known. It's going to push itself to the forefront. Then you're going to say, I don't want to believe it's real. So back to the whole thing, we can go way back in our conversation when we were talking about staying somewhere. I don't want to be nowhere. I don't want to be nowhere someone doesn't want me. Well, the problem comes in, you don't want to see or be honest about the fact that they don't want you there. You don't want to pick up on the signs. You don't want to because you like what you want. So all that's going to do is set you up is this. And my thing is this. I had a saying. I said when there's a discrepancy between what is and what you want to be, or fantasy and reality, then the holder of the fantasy must stop fantasizing and start realizing. Because reality is going to always trump anything that you want to create. Reality is called being, is called sober. So when you get out of your drunk, you're going to come down. In relationships, or meaning the reality of the relationship has a way of sobering your behind up. It really does. And we've all been sobered up by some, I thought this was, okay, now you know. Because he isn't and she isn't. And now you know. Now what you going to do? But I thought you were. So you still want to talk about what you thought she was because you don't want to do with who she is. Okay. Well, keep on. And that's a drag right there. Because, see, I would tell somebody about dragging. It's like if you were holding onto a horse and being dragged by a horse. And granted, you're getting abrased and getting nicked up. But if you let go, at least you give an opportunity. You'll bounce, and stop, and then you get a chance to start healing. If you don't let go, it's going to keep dragging you. And at the end of the day, it ain't going to be nothing left of you. And a lot of times, we don't want to deal with the pain of going ahead and being honest and letting go or whatever, not realizing that the other option is to increase the pain. It's to increase it. So you can't help yourself by hurting yourself, but that's what you're doing. You think you're helping yourself. I don't want to let you go. Bree, I don't want to let you go. I don't let you go. I did my due diligence, but that's okay. I don't want to let you go. I'm not letting you go. You're too fluffy. I don't want to let you go. And that fluffiness is like a pillow. And guess what? That pillow you can put your head on. But guess what we know about pillows? You can also suffocate somebody with one of them mugs. So just because it's fluffy don't mean that, you know, it's going to be good for you. So you got to make a decision. And I don't know. You know, I always wonder, because I've lived long enough to know that I've tortured myself a lot of times. And every time it was, it's because I wouldn't be honest about what was in front of me. You know, it's like the old saying people on the street say, you can't make a hoe out of a housewife.
Now, that's again, right.
That's different. You know, but wait a minute. All I'm saying is that it is what it is, and you can't make it something that it ain't. And you can pretend, and you can dress it up, and you can put lipstick on it. But like my man said, you put lipstick on a pig, it's still a pig. You don't become a lady because you put lipstick on it. But fine, if you want to play around and pretend that that's a lady, then go ahead, put a dress on and everything.
But when it starts saying oink, oink, and then you jump up all of a sudden like, you're a pig. No kidding. Been a pig, baby. Been a pig. Been one. You just been a pig. But, you know, I'm just saying, you know, I don't know. I don't know. And we ain't no comments. So if you don't call in, I'm going to talk. And Bree, you know me.
Yes.
You know me. I'm just keeping it real. Because I know my people out here that's listening, they know I'm right about whatever I'm right about. And then, you know, if we get some I am saying I'm crazy, I ain't crazy. If I am, I'm crazy like a fox. I'm clear of what's going on. I'm not tripping. I do understand. I just think that, you know, we just need to constantly be honest, constantly embrace the moment for what it is, not for what we want it to be. And if we do that, we'll be okay.
You know, I got a message today via instant message on Facebook, and the person was, you know, sort of complaining about the events of what happened at his birthday party over the weekend.
Mm.
And he asked me what I thought about it. And, you know, the way I was looking at it, I was like, I read the comments and everything, but here's the thing. This is what I mean when people lose sight of what's most important. Instead of worrying about all attention from people in the room, what you're supposed to be really celebrating is the fact that God allowed you another year to live. That's what you're really supposed to be embracing. So all the other fragonacleness that was going on, that stuff is not important.
But you said
move around
light,
for
and,
that
but
and
you
be
said
in the moment.
Because
this is the moment
light.
That this is the only moment right now that we're promised and that we're in control
baby.
Of.
That's all we got, baby. And
that's all we got.
Is, you said lose sight. He may not have had sight. In order to lose it, you have to have it.
Well,
and sometimes we don't have sight. We don't have. It's kind of like I once like the song. I once was blind, but now I see.
Right.
He still might be blind. He ain't see yet. He ain't see it, and that's okay, but that's what those moments are for. Those moments are for us to continue to knock ourselves upside the head until we realize. And if we're forced enough, we will get it before it's over. And we understand everybody ain't going to get it. And that's okay. I mean, I say it's okay. I mean, that must be part of the design. I don't know. The divine design. Some people get it. Some people don't. And we can go out here and try to be, you know, the saviors of the world. All we do when we talk is talk about how we feel, what we think. And as you say, since we're not any professionals in a certain capacity, but even if we were in a certain capacity, at the end of the day, even a psychologist will let you know that there's nothing he can say to guarantee you you're going to get a certain outcome anyway. He can tell you about behaviors that he's analyzed or he's seen in you and what they may suggest, but at the end of the day, he can't tell you what you're going to do or you're not going to do or how it's going to come out. He can give you guidance and prompts. But at the end of the day, baby, it's you. You make this thing pop. You know, and it's okay. So it's okay to fall and trip and mess it up and go around. And like I said, you told me, you said it again, you said, but you went back in the fire, you went back in there. Yeah, we all do, because sometimes, you know what? We didn't get it. Sometimes we try to test it to see. And one thing about a testing teacher, huh? Well, yeah, I heard you. Well, let me explain something to you. One thing about a test is, and we know this, if you give someone a test, it's really easy to find out if they got the information. Because either they get the answers right or they don't. You know, either they get the answers right or they don't. If they get the answers right, then they got it. If they don't, then they don't. And guess what? Sometimes you can look like you did get the answers and find out, you know what, I didn't really know as much as I thought I did because I didn't pass the test. I didn't pass the test. And life is going to continue just like it gives you lessons. It's going to test whether you learned it. It's going to always give you the opportunity to find out whether you learned the lesson. Did you comprehend? If you did not comprehend, don't worry. You will get an opportunity to find out. And that's okay if you didn't. It, see, that's the other side of it, Bree. That's okay if you didn't get it. If you're still here in my presence and we still can talk, you're in a, under the sound of my voice, that means you got an opportunity still. What you going to do? What you going to do? Because you can make it pop. I mean, you can. You can. You know,
well,
you really can.
Well, on that note, I want you to take the next 5 minutes to discuss, you know, the all of the shows that you've participated in and what you think about them, the direction that you think the show is going in, and what are you hoping to experience in this whole Bree Life Radio, Bree and Mark show?
Well, I'll tell you this. It's a great opportunity. You know, I think about how, you know, these opportunities weren't here, hell, 5, 10 years ago, really not that long ago. You know, it's kind of interesting to see how technology has evolved. And it's given the opportunity for people who, because of a lack of connections or whatever, didn't have the opportunity to express themselves and give out some good information and create some good dialogue and entertainment for people because they didn't have certain kind of opportunities or certain kind of connections. The cool thing about internet radio is if you have the ability to go out and get you a crowd and talk to the people, you know, people are you. And I find by talking to the people, this whole forum has given me the opportunity to realize that the folks that I talk to that listen to it, and I can't believe it, we get really good feedback about this show. You know, like I say, I've had so many conversations, text messages, emails about the show, you know, and the end of the day, they talk about how they enjoy how we interact and how we make jokes, and then other people have good criticisms. They say, well, we may spend too much time on certain subjects or talk too long or talk too slow or talk too loud, but they're still listening. And so that's the cool thing. I mean, that we have something that people care to listen to, that we may not be reinventing the wheel and saying something new, but it's coming from us, and they like who we are, and they like the energy that we exude, and they like the information and how we give it. And so what that told me is that we do have a voice, we do have a place, and we do have a platform. And so with that and knowing that, it just kind of gives me a sense of joy, because it's the funniest thing. Life kind of goes in a full circle. I've done social services for my profession for years, but the weird part about it is when I graduated from college in 1985, I graduated with a degree in broadcasting and journalism. But the reality is this, because of the profession, because of the whole concept of entertainment and connections, I didn't get an opportunity to express myself by virtue of you know, doing a show or doing some type of production. And so it's come full circle for me. And I look forward to the shows and the days to come and seeing how we can, you know, push this product beyond the scope of our present audience. Now, here's the thing. Our audience is very important in our ability to do that, because it's kind of like a lot of times you like stuff, but you don't tell other people. And it's an old song that the kids used to sing, say, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. So the question is, if this is a show that you get some value out of and you get some energy out of and you get some, you know, fun out of, clap your hands and let it be loud enough so other people can come in and then they may clap their hands. See, because the reality is we're doing as much as we can, and we wake up, hopefully we get more inspiration to find out other ways we can further this whole thing. Because I say this, Bree Life is about not living heavy, but breathing right or breathing light.
That's, you know, right,
and,
baby.
And that's what we're doing. We're trying to breathe light. We're not
waiting
to exhale. We're
trying to breathe light and breathe right.
We're not waiting to exhale, because the reality is that if I wait to exhale, that means I don't breathe. And one thing we know about not breathing is you can't live without breathing. So
that's
we
right.
So a lot of us are dying, figuratively, so to speak, because we're not breathing in other areas. So we're using this as an opportunity for us to breathe, for us to exhale, and hopefully for other people to join in the chorus, you know.
And how people can do that is by calling in to our number. It doesn't change. It's our telephone number for the show. It's 424-220-1862. That number, again, is 424-220-1862. I want to correct something that I said at the top of the show. I said that the email address was BreeandMark@gmail.com, but it's actually AskBreeandMark@gmail.com. And you could also follow the show on blogtalkradio.com/BreeLife. You can follow us on Facebook at Bree Life Radio and Twitter at Bree Life Radio. You're absolutely right, and you know what you say with regards to the vision of what we both have for moving the product of Bree Life forward. I came up with the ideas for the different days and the different segments because I see and I'm listening, I'm paying attention to what's going on around me. I have friends, colleagues, strangers that I encounter, and just talking to people because I'm sociable and I'm approachable, and just having basic conversation with people and discussing the things that are on their mind and what's heavy on their heart. And everyone that I know is either in a relationship that's dysfunctional, just exited a relationship that was dysfunctional, and I could tell because they didn't work their stuff out from the last relationship that they were in, they're about to enter into a relationship with dysfunction, like a Technicolor coat that's draped all around them. And, you know, I don't have all the answers because obviously I'm not in a relationship right now, but I know what my mistakes have been. I know what my accountability has been. And I also have taken, but what I have done, which I didn't do in the past, but what I've done in the last handful of years that I've been living on the earth's surface, is taking the time to really do some introspective thinking to what my accountability and what my part in the dysfunction of my relationships were, and work that out and fix those things in me so that I don't attract those type of people again, because God help me, I don't want those type of people to come back into my life ever again. So in order for us, you know, it's manifestation. What we think, how we feel, and what we say, we give life to. We breathe life into that. And so I had to do something within me to change, to improve, to evolve, so that I can ensure that I don't attract those types of individuals again. Now, here's the thing. People often ask me, well, wow, it's been several years since you've been in a relationship. You know, aren't you lonely? No, I say that I'm not lonely. I'm just alone. And I choose to be that way for the moment because I'm still in progress. And I want to make sure that I get this product here right so that whoever I attract, because this product is formulating and it's becoming fabulous. And, you know, I want a fabulous person. So by me doing that and hopefully by people hearing the sound of my voice and seeing me and I encounter them and share my experiences, I mean, I haven't even scratched the surface of things that I really want to talk about. But, you know, just by people seeing that and hearing that, I hope they're also learning and say, you know what, I might need to check myself. I might need to check how I communicate with people, how I talk to people, what, you know, how I treat people. It's all in, you know, we have to start with self-discovery before we can discover anything in anyone else. So closing the show, I just want to say that it's been a wonderful opportunity, Mark, that you and I are having, the experience we're having together, to be able to have this show, to be able to have this long, what we call a long ass conversation, and to be real without being offensive, you know, and for people to experience that and to say, wow, you know, because our listeners have picked up on our energy. And I've often been asked, you know, are you dating this person, or what's really going on between the both of you? And it has nothing to do with the fact that, you know, whether we're dating or not. It's just that we're two very peripheral thinking people that have contrasting points of view, and we're very passionate about our points of view. And, you know, what Mark has won up on me, that I didn't go to college and be on a debating team. When I was in college, I was doing something very different. So, you know, he feels that, you know, his debating experience can really overcome me, but, you know, I don't allow that.
All debate does is allow you to look at most issues from at least two sides, but the reality is.
But you never come from. You never come. You never talk about the other side. You still on your side.
Well, you're holding down the other side. You know, I mean, it's so good. I mean, we got to be able to.
I am holding this side down very well.
It's bouncing, right, and I am, and I'm holding my end up too. So what's the problem? There ain't no problem.
Nobody said it was a problem, brother.
You know. That's what I'm saying. So
but in last closing words, I want to thank you, Mark, for participating in this project. I want to thank all our listeners. I want to thank our callers, the people who called in today, and for callers for past shows and all our future shows. To speak of some future shows that are coming up, tomorrow, Bree Life Radio is hosting Bree's Block Party. So this is a show that is open up to the world, but to bring it down to a more granular place that's very close to my home and heart, there are the people from I Grew Up in Crown Heights from Facebook that will be participating in the show. But also, recently, I joined a group called I'm a Brooklynite for Life. So the Brooklynite people are also going to be chiming in. But just for the listeners, I want you to know that I have traveled all over the world, so I do realize that life does exist outside of Brooklyn, outside of Crown Heights. Therefore, I am inviting everyone from all over the country, from Chicago, from Minnesota, from New Orleans, North Carolina, Virginia, everywhere, and definitely Houston, Texas, to participate in Bree Life's Bree's Block Party. So that'll be taking place tomorrow at 9:00 Eastern Standard Time. Also, on Wednesday, we're going to be starting part one of about a 4 to 5 week series on what do women really want. The brothers out there, ladies, want to know. So I am.
Call in. That's what women want.
I really want the sisters to call in. To call in. To let your voice be heard. I want this to be our time to really speak to what it is that we want. I don't want us to talk about what we don't want. Because, again, manifestation. When you talk about what you don't want, that's what you'll get. Let's make it clear to discuss what it is that we want. Also, of course, on Thursdays, we have Freestyle Thursdays. That's when the callers have the opportunity to call in and discuss any topic that's on heavy on their mind or their heart. Or they could just call in to tell a joke or give a shout out. And you can do all of that by calling us at 424-220-1862. Again, that number is 424-220-1862. You can reach us at BreeLifeRadio@gmail.com. For the Bree and Mark, our talking segment, you can reach us at AskBreeAndMark@gmail.com and follow us both on Twitter and Facebook at Bree Life Radio. There's a couple of other things that I want to mention too, Mark, before we close out. Tavis Smiley is going to be hosting a community outreach to discuss Made Visible. He's stating that, you know, women are the new face of poverty. And he's going to be at NYU, the Skirball Center for Performing Arts, on Sunday, I believe that's Sunday, March 18th at 4 p.m. So I would urge all the listeners to participate, because this is going to be a very enlightening discussion that's going to be taking place at NYU with Tavis Smiley. So, in closing, I just want to say, if we know better, we can do better. And as always, I appreciate everyone's support, and I want to wish everyone peace and love and peace and blessings. Till the next time, I'm your host, Bree. And I'm out.